This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
We're learning when we could have a replacement for our Colorado Springs Congressman Ken Buck. Governor Jared Polis announcing that special election will now happen on June 25th. Polis issued an executive order this weekend to set the date for the election. It comes after Buck said in November he would not be seeking re-election after serving for 9 years. The winner of the special election will serve for the remainder of Buck's term, when the seat will be filled by the winner of November's general election. Easter's just a week away, and children of all ages were treated to a fun event on Saturday in eastern Wisconsin. People turned out to the National Railroad Museum for some fun family activities. There were arts and crafts, an egg hunt, a visit from an Easter bunny, plus people had the chance to hop on the Great Bunny Train for a trip around the property. Some of the railroad cars are about 100 years old. It's been 3 years since the deadly shooting at a King Soopers in Boulder. The community continues to grieve. The city hosted a memorial service last night in honor of the 10 people killed. Our Denver news partners were there as friends and family of those who lost their lives shared stories and songs in their loved ones' memories. Officers are investigating this morning following a domestic disturbance in a neighborhood here in Colorado Springs. Around 6 o'clock last night, police responded to a disturbance off AstroZone Boulevard. Officers spotted a car in the area when they began hearing several gunshots. Police say it's unknown whether the driver of that car was shooting at officers or homes in the area. Police add that no damage was found in the area and no one is injured. Colorado Springs police continue to investigate this morning following a potential homicide in southeast Colorado Springs. Police say they were called to an apartment complex on East Dale Street yesterday morning, just west of the Citadel Mall. When they got there, officers say they found a woman dead inside a residence at the Penwood Apartments. Police say they aren't giving much information about the victim, but there were no reports of shots fired at the time. They say that they were alerted by detectives with the homicide unit, who are now taking over for the investigation. One of the former Aurora police officers sentenced in connection to the death of Elijah McClain is now starting his sentence. According to our Denver news partners, Randy Redima was booked into the Adams County Jail last night. He was sentenced to 14 months in jail and 4 years of probation after he was convicted of criminally negligent homicide and third-degree assault. He's now appealing his conviction and is eligible for work release. Whether you walk on four legs or two, there are lots of fun to be had at this year's War Dog Memorial 5K. Around 200 pups and their people gathered at Iron Horse Park in Fort Carson to pay homage to canine soldiers and their handlers yesterday. It was supposed to be last weekend, but got postponed because of weather. It was a good choice because it was a beautiful day to get out and enjoy the canine unit demonstrations with a nice pup cup. The run was a fun exercise to get out while honoring the important relationship between canine and human soldiers. We're getting closer and closer to the big solar eclipse on April 8th, and the Bear Creek Nature Center is helping people prepare with a chocolate bunny hunt on Saturday, where kids will have the chance to meet live rabbits.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Sunday morning. We start mild in the 40s. Highs not as warm as yesterday will be in the 50s in Colorado Springs as energy spills over the I-25 corridor, bringing high winds all day and night, rain showers in the afternoon, and accumulative snow overnight. A trace to 3 inches of snow is anticipated around and south of Colorado Springs, with an estimated 4 to 8 inches for Teller County and the Palmer Divide. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.